RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not big.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, everybody. Just a little after 7 o'clock, live here on WGR Sports Radio 550. It is the Tee to Green Golf Show. Every Saturday, your spot for local golf talk here in Western New York. And we are live and on the air. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Kevin Sylvester is on the road for PGA Tour Radio, covering the Rocket Mortgage Classic. We'll be checking in with Kevin in just a little bit. Welcome to July. Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. Thanks for being with us here. We've got a jam-packed show as we are live from one of our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club here in North Tonawanda on Tonawanda Creek Road. As we've got a lot to get to here. We've got lots of guests. Steve Beatty from Custom Turf, one of our presenting sponsors, going to join us at 7:15. Jeff Kamian, one of the tournament directors from the International Junior Masters at East Aurora Country Club, which just had a great event this past week, going to join us at 7:25. Kevin Sylvester from the Rocket Mortgage Classic at 7:45. So we've got those guests lined up. We may also get a chance to speak with Don Schneider, the head PGA pro here at Pendleton Creek. We'll get our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, Ryder Cup Report, Champions Tour Report, our fantasy update. We just got another set of winners from June. Our Duster Challenge registration is off and running. Got a lot to get to here in an hour. Jeff, yeah. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Another beautiful day in Western New York to play golf. I've been, I got family out west that are enduring that crazy heat wave, and I wake up this morning and think this is absolutely perfect day to play golf.
It is. It's a little chillier. It's nice to... I got the pants on this morning.
Yeah, you got the little vest. You're looking good. Looking
I know.
Good. You always look good, though, Brian.
Thank you.
You dress for the role you want, tour player.
That's right. Or radio, that too. That's right. Our Donald Ross clothing here taking care of us here on WGR. We're live here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club, where they had a big event here last night. The owners, the new owners, we've been here a few times, had their grand opening of the pub, and there was a band, and there was food, and there was a bounce house. You get a band, a bounce house, and booze all together. That's a good combination.
Yeah, the parents can pawn off the kids to the side. That's why I've got kids. I know how that works.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds like a good night. Yeah, I saw the pictures. It looked like a fun time. They have put a lot of effort into making this place better. They've really done a nice job.
Yep. We some of the owners are actually getting themselves ready to tee off themselves. One is on the tee. Tim and Jim's ready to play here too. But no, we had a great time here last night. And if you don't know, Pendleton Creek Golf Club, we changed the name from Tara, the owners, did here. But the pub is now open to the public, and you can come on by whenever you'd like. Even if you're not a golf member here, you can come in and enjoy the pub. It's a cool spot. If you've never been here, Jeff,
it's a cool bar.
It's an old barn that's been renovated, and horse stables are in there. They still have some of the stuff hanging on the walls from when the horses were in there, but now it's a bar and restaurant.
Yeah, and it's a really cool space and a good place to watch golf on a Sunday afternoon, I would imagine, with all the TVs they got and everything else. Yeah, they've done a very nice job, and it's nice to see the business become invigorated with new ownership.
Absolutely. So Pendleton Creek is where we are here, and we'll have even a little bit more course information as well here throughout the hour if you'd like some more info here on Pendleton Creek, here at Pendleton Creek. But we've got a lot to get to, as I said. Custom Turf interview, International Junior Masters, Kevin at the Rocket Mortgage Classic, Tip of the Week, PGA Tour Leaderboard, Champions Tour Report, all that and more here coming up here along the way as we broadcast live here on Tee to Green. But let's start with some of the headlines on the PGA Tour. And to no surprise, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau seem to be headlining it again. And it has nothing to do with the golf itself going on, Jeff. The day before the tournament starts on Wednesday afternoon, Bryson DeChambeau and his caddy Tim Tucker, according to reports, mutually part ways. Mm-hmm. That means we had a big argument.
Yeah, they're not getting along. I couldn't figure out what happened. And, you know, normally I don't think that makes that big of a deal if a player gets rid of his caddy or changes caddies. I mean, it happens. It happens in golf, you know. I think because of the Bryson and then Brooks Koepka responds to it, which I like Brooks Koepka. I like the feud between them. I think it's fun. I think he might have went a little far. Like, he's really trying to poke Bryson right now. But I don't think this makes that big of a news if it's not Bryson, if it's not Bryson and Brooks, if it's not. And sometimes I wonder if these guys are trying to be in the media more, especially Brooks with his response, to get some of that bonus pool money that they're talking about for your social media presence.
That's right. Your brand and your player involvement in terms of social media awareness, fan interaction, all that sort of stuff. But, yeah, so Bryson lets him and his caddy separate, Tim Tucker.
But his caddy, I got to think that's one of the more difficult caddy positions on the PGA Tour. I mean, the hours he spends, he's there, you know, late night under the lights. He's there super early in the morning. Caddy's got to be there for all that, you know. And he's doing all these crazy things with his equipment and everything else, running around. And it's probably a pretty demanding job being the caddy for Bryson DeChambeau, as opposed to I hate to use the word normal, but a regular tour player.
Right. Now, Koepka, who probably is not the guy that's going to be hitting balls at 10 at night.
Doesn't strike me as that type, no.
He even says it. He goes, sometimes, you know, I don't need to practice the week of these majors. He goes, I'm here grinding for 6 hours. I don't need to do that. The day that the news broke about DeChambeau and his caddy parting ways, Koepka sends out a tweet, him and his picture of his caddy, Ricky Elliott, saying, quote, couldn't do it without my guy, Rick. Best friend and greatest caddy to do it. 100%. Ricky Elliott, Appreciation Day.
Yeah, he's just poking at Bryson. Yeah. And having fun doing it. But, yeah, and that's what's making news now as opposed to the golf, unfortunately. So, but the feud between them, I think it's drawing people to golf, and it's somewhat fun. I just, like I said, I think he went just a little. Yeah, any chance he gets to poke him, he pokes at him, that's for sure.
And then, of course, it continued. Barstool gets in on the act, saying, hey, not a big golfer here, but how often do caddies quit right before a tournament? Not asking for any particular reason, just curious. Koepka responds. He's putting the ball right on the tee. He said it just became Caddy Appreciation Day. So
I do think it's peculiar the Wednesday before for the caddy to quit. Yeah. On a Sunday evening, maybe. The Wednesday before, not necessarily.
Well, Bryson has definitely been moody for sure. He had, remember, he was tied for the lead at the U.S. Open a few weeks ago, had a terrible back nine. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, basically just said, like, it was bad luck. And then kind of gave the attitude as if, like, well, I won it already. So I'm not the, when asked, like, you know, how upset or how bothered was he or annoyed by his, quote, bad luck, he's like, well, I won it already, so I'm over it. And to me, I didn't love that. Like, you're telling me because you won the U.S. Open, like, you don't care about trying to win this again or other events? Like, I don't know. It just he seemed very pouty right there.
He's a different bird. I found those comments off-putting also. It's like it almost demeaned the event that it wasn't. You know, you're still grinding. You're still trying to win. You always think there's a chance. You know, you still want to finish third instead of fourth or whatever it is. And it's almost like he just almost felt like he kind of quit there, you know, because he knew he couldn't win and I'm going to take my ball and go home kind of attitude. I found that off-putting, as you know, I'm not a huge fan. I think what he does for golf is great, though. I mean, he's drawing people in. People love watching the bombs. We're here talking about him every week instead of Tiger, you know, which for years we just talked about Tiger every week. Now we're talking about these two guys. So he's good for golf, but I do wish he had a little more never quit in him in that event especially.
Yeah, so DeChambeau shoots 72-71, one under par, misses the cut for only the second time this year, but he employed Ben Showman, the director of tour operations for Cobra Golf, as his caddy for those 2 days. So we'll see if that continues. DeChambeau,
that's a stopgap. That's just for the weekend, I guarantee it.
DeChambeau's manager said the split was mutual between him and Tucker, his caddy. We'll see if that goes on. But Tucker and DeChambeau together won 8 tournaments as a team, of course, including last year's U.S. Open. Meanwhile, Phil Mickelson, who's there, who's been really getting a lot of TV time since his PGA Championship win, he does make the cut. He makes it right on the number. Really said that a big reason why he's playing right now is to show that he can be in contention to try to make the Ryder Cup team, that he wants to show to Captain Steve Stricker, hey, I'm worthy of a captain's pick. But totally said, look, if I don't get myself in contention here, then he goes, I shouldn't be picked. So that'll be curious to see what Steve Stricker does. Mickelson's playing a lot on the PGA Tour. I think people thought maybe he'd be playing more Champions Tour events, but after he won the PGA, obviously he's getting a lot of attention, as he should. It might be end up being the story of the year on the PGA Tour, his win at the PGA. But he's making cuts. He's being noticed because he's doing what Phil always does on the course, but he hasn't given himself a chance to win other than that 1 week where he ended up winning. So unless he does something significant here, would you take him?
Not at this point, unless he starts playing much better over the next 3-4 weeks where he's really hot and he's rolling everything in and he's in contention. I don't think you'd take him. I mean, he's obviously any player, he'd be a great player to have. There's so many great players, it's hard to pick, but I think there's just guys that are playing so much better than him right now. I know he had a great week and it was great for golf and it is fun to watch him, and I understand why he's competing. You know, it's a lot more fun probably to compete on the PGA Tour than the Senior Tour, but I don't think you can pick him. I mean, if he, what is he, 17th on the list right now?
Yep.
I mean, if he got himself to 10th maybe or not, you know, if he got up there, he's really going to have to play well if I'm captain to pick him, because there's a lot of names in front of him. Well,
it's debatable.
That I look at the list.
I know. Let's make it official here. This is our latest on the Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup Report brought to you by the Jumpa Agency, Main Street, and Clarence. The names around him, as you said,
Is it name recognition or how good they're playing, too,
right?
You know?
So
he's got name recognition.
Mickelson is 17th. This year, the U.S. going with 6 captain's picks.
Which is nice.
And 6 automatics. Now, the automatics right now, I think we're all on the team anyway. It's DJ, it's Bryson, it's Morikawa, it's Koepka, it's JT, and it's Schauffele. I think those were all going to be, they were there anyway. So those are your top 6. But now, Reed is 7. Reed probably gets picked just because of his Ryder Cup history.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, now you've got Harris English, Patrick Cantlay. I think Cantlay is going to get picked. He's Finau, Spieth.
Spieth's a questionable one for me right now.
He's 11th.
Yeah, he had a good spring. He hasn't been too active lately as far as good results, as far as I've noticed.
Berger, Simpson,
great.
Yep. Scheffler, Horschel, Kokrak, and then Mickelson. So, I mean, you got to get 6 in there.
I thought he was further down that list, I guess. And, he gets up to 10 or 12 and he's playing hot. Plus, he's played in so many of those, and what it would mean, like when he was on the tee or to have him as your partner, would be a positive. You know, I guess as I'm talking through this, I might be changing my mind about having Phil on that roster.
And let's remember too, you can't play everybody at the same time. Guys have to sit. Right. Mickelson likely, I would think, would not go twice ever in a day. So unless he was playing hot all of a sudden, got off to like a 2-0 start. But it'll be interesting to see what happens there. I mean, purely based upon golf, I wouldn't pick him as of this moment here on July 3rd.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but
But if you want inspiration and
you're not going to have Tiger in the room. So if you want a guy that's got the resume, some veteran leadership, if you think you need it.
Yep. Plus, he plays a game that the tour is playing now. He still hits it far, you know, and he seems like he'd be a pleasure to play with or a great partner to be paired up with. And if you're talking alternate shot, I mean, I wouldn't feel so bad putting him in some funny spots, you know, because he'll get it up and down and grind
for sure.
It out.
Yeah. He knows how to handle that, definitely.
Yeah, so he might be good in that format. I think I'm changing my mind as we go along. If he can play and compete and let's get some top tens in the next couple weeks or something, I'd consider it.
Yep. Most of the tour players after this week, if they haven't already, will be heading overseas. We're a few weeks away from the British Open. You've got the Irish Open and, you know, some of those other events, the Scottish Open that some of the guys play in before the Open Championship on July 17th. So we'll see. And Mickelson does usually play in a couple of those. We'll see if he continues his busy schedule to try to impress Captain Steve Stricker. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Bitas here on Tee to Green on WGR. Thanks for being with us. We're live at Pendleton Creek Golf Club here in North Tonawanda. Play already underway. Jeff, I know you love that, the early morning rounds here. We pulled up here, you know, an hour before the show, around 6 or so. People are already teeing off.
Oh, yeah. Well, golf's an early morning game. If you're in this industry, you know that. And that's the best time of the day, I think. I love being one of the first players out when the dew is still a little moist out there. And, you can play fast because there's nobody in front of you. And it's the mornings are so nice in the summer around here in Western New York that it's a great time to play. And plus, people want to get home by a decent hour. So you play, you go out at 6, you're home by 10:30. It's not a bad day. You can still cut your grass and do everything else you need to do.
That's right. And a lot of people will have July 4th activities going on this weekend here.
That's
too.
Right. Yep.
And again, we want to our Canadian listeners, hope you had a good Canada Day on July 1st. And of course, Independence Day here in the U.S. Coming up on Sunday, tomorrow. Mm, yeah, it's July 4th already.
Yep. Wow. Summer's here.
For sure. All right. We are going to be bringing in here in just a moment Steve Beatty from Custom Turf. Custom Turf, Jeff, I know you're associated doing some work with them again this year. And I know you after our show last week, you stopped by my putting green in the backyard that I have. It's been a good help for me getting better at those 10-footers and 5-footers, practicing, just getting used to having that length. Like, it's not as intimidating out on the course because I putt so often in my backyard with it.
Well, plus I think it looks cool.
It does look cool.
And you get to chip and putt, and your son gets to use it and adds value to your house. There's a lot of things that those putting greens, a lot of them, putting them in. People love, we just put one in last week up in the city of Buffalo, and it was beautiful. They took their whole backyard and put fake grass and then put the putting green in. It came out really, really good.
Very cool. All right, for more on this, Custom Turf, again, one of our presenting sponsors here on Tee to Green, we bring in Steve Beatty. Steve, good morning. Brian and Jeff here back at Pendleton Creek. How are you?
Good. Good morning, guys. How are you guys?
We're great. Steve, we were just talking about the putting green in my backyard. I love it. My son loves it. It's quite a hit when I have some friends over too. We have a little light now. I had a light on our back patio, but I twisted it, so now it's not on the patio. It's twisted so it faces right on the putting green. So, Steve, in the summer, perfect. Now that it's so nice out, yes, we've got some late night putting, which I'm sure I'm not the only one that's got lights on their custom turf green.
Not with the dean's daughter, I hope. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, excellent.
Steve, tell us a little bit about the process if for those that maybe have thought about getting a putting green in their yard, like what, or in their basement. Like, what's the process involved, and just what are some of the things that they might want to think about if that's something that could be in their future?
Just as simple as reaching out to us, either by phone or on the web at customturf.com. We're glad to come out and see what you have and see how we might be able to improve your game.
Hey, Steve, you've designed
process, really.
Steve, you've designed hundreds of putting greens. Would that be hyperbolic?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I would say we're over the 100 marks for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for next year will be our 25th anniversary. How we ever made that long, I'm not sure, but next year will be 25 years.
Wow! Congrats. That's awesome, Steve. For those that maybe never even thought about it, like having a putting green in their yard, like is that that's a doable thing here in Western New York, and what are some of the unique things that you've done in people's yards to kind of make their backyard space something that's very unique?
Oh, we've done, like you say, putting and golf was really what we got into it for long ago, but we can make part of your backyard a chipping area with maybe a target green or just a putting green, or maybe your dog has muddy feet. We can section it off so that you have an area for your pet to go out and not get his feet all dirty and come in. And we put in bocce courts in backyards, recreational areas. Lots of neat things we can do, combining all those things together to make a unique setting, I guess.
You know, everybody wants a putting green in their yard until they have to do the work of maintaining a putting green and putting down the subsurface and getting the special mower and mowing it, you know, every other day or every day or whatever it takes to maintain it. That's what's nice about these greens is they just last for a very, very long time, and they look great, don't they, Steve? How's that for a setup for a question there, Steve?
Yeah, and that's a good one. There's not a lot of maintenance to them. It's good to have maybe a cheap vacuum on hand because you can vacuum up debris, branches, leaves that blow in, whatnot. And really, other than that, there's obviously no mowing or fungicide applications or fertilizer applications or anything. If you go away for a week, you don't have to worry about trying to find somebody to mow your green while you're gone because it's not going to grow.
Which is nice. Hey, the other thing, Steve, is you've been real active with the PGA Reach Foundation and giving money back from purchases of putting greens and stuff to the foundation. And I know you're going to be we're going to be hosting an event down in Ellicottville this fall. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. We will we'll be sponsoring the first annual custom turf par crawl, and we'll benefit the Western New York PGA Reach Foundation. It's going to be held Saturday, October 2nd at various establishments in Ellicottville. We will have putting greens set up in each of the locations with live leaderboards at each. A $20 donation, which all money is going to go to the PGA Foundation. The $20 donation will serve as your entry fee into the putting challenge at the various locations, as well as entry into a huge raffle drawing for a bunch of great prizes that are donated by various golf courses and businesses throughout the Western New York section. We've never done that before. It's a first. We're hoping for a good first year, but time will tell here. But I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I love the concept. So basically, you're setting up putting greens at all these bars, so you get to see the indoor putting greens that we create. And then you go from bar to bar, have a beer, keep your score. There's leaderboards, TVs with the scores for each person at each.
That's cool.
Going around from event to event, and all of it's just raising money for a good cause. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And this was a great idea, Steve, that you came up with. You've done a lot of this, though, in the past and helped out the foundation, and we really appreciate being on the board for the foundation. We really appreciate everything that you do for the West New York PGA Reach Foundation.
Excellent. I enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, Steve, we appreciate your support of Tee to Green here, and I, of course, always talk about how I love my putting green in my yard. You can check out all of Steve and his company's work, customturf.com. Again, we'll have more information about that great event to benefit the Reach Foundation going on forward. Steve's company, a local company based in Salamanca, and does work all across Western New York. So you can reach out to Steve, again, customturf.com. Jeff also does work through them. You can reach out to Jeff here.
I have a beautiful putting green in my basement, as you might guess. Yes,
of course you do. That's why you putt so well.
That's right.
And if you want to reach out to me, I'll get you in contact with Jeff or Steve. If you just want to have one of them come over and give you some possibilities on what it might look like in your space, whether it's outside in your yard or in your basement or in a room in your house. Hey, you want to re-carpet your office? Why don't you turf it? Well, they can put some holes in there, give you something to putt with while you're in between your meetings on your computer, right?
Yeah, and throw a bocce court in the backyard at the same time.
I think
those
that's
are
a
always
thing.
Fun, yeah.
If you can't grow grass around your kid's swing set,
there you go.
You can.
We have turf for that, too.
You have turf for that, too. That's what. Steve, thanks again. Enjoy the holiday weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You, too.
You, too.
All right. Yep. Bye-bye.
From Custom Turf joining us here on Tee to Green. We're live from Pendleton Creek Golf Club. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, Jeff Kamian, one of the tournament directors from the International Junior Masters, a great event at East Aurora this past week. He's going to tell us the details in terms of how the finals played out yesterday. We still got to get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Kevin Sylvester from the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Got to get our fantasy winners in here from the month of June. Our Duster Challenge registration's open. Information coming up on that. Lots to get to here as we roll on from the beautiful patio here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Corey Griswold producing back in our Amherst studios. PGA Pro Jeff Midas is standing by here with me. I'm Brian Colziel. More Tee to Green coming up live right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Welcome back to Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Midas. We're here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda. Beautiful day to be on their patio as we're happy to be here. One of our home clubs on Tee to Green. As you heard, time for our check of the Champions Tour and the Dick's Sporting Goods Open going on. Not too far from here, down in Endicott, New York. That, of course, Jeff, you know about a little.
Yeah, Enjoy. Yep. Used to host a tour event, and I've been down there a couple times. Wonderful place to play. I heard it's in beautiful shape, and it's a wonderful time of year to be down there.
Yeah, so if you're looking for something to do this weekend, what was it, about 3 hours from here?
I would say 3 hours.
3 hours, yeah. Down to the course there.
Yep.
Wes Short Jr. is your leader through one round. Three-round event, minus six, not surprising. Bernhard Langer, when he's playing, he seems to always put himself in contention. He is one shot back at minus five, along with Cameron Beckman. Some other bigger names, David Toms, former PGA champion. Mm-hmm. He's tied for fourth. Miguel Angel Jimenez, also tied for fourth amongst a huge group at four under par. But, you know, the usual names are there. You see past major champions, Corey Pavin, Darren Clark, Kenny Perry. These guys, you know, that we see, Vijay Singh, Colin Montgomery, they're all Retief Goosen, a two-time U.S. Open champion. John Daly's playing. So there's a lot of the big names on the Champions Tour are there. So if you're looking for something golf-related to do this weekend, not too far to head down to Endicott and check out the Champions Tour players.
Yeah, it's a beautiful walk to walk that golf course, too, in the hills there. Joy Sindel, our tour player, that was his home course growing up, if I'm not mistaken. A bunch of tour players came out of that club, actually, in that area.
All right. We move on here from Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Midas. We bring in now another guest. We've got a lot of guests today. Jeff Kamian, one of the tournament directors from the International Junior Masters out at East Aurora Country Club, where the event was held this past week. We were there last week for our show and talked with some of the players. It was a great time. And Jeff, good morning. I know today, hopefully a day for you that you can take a breath from a long week. And it was the first year for the girls division, too, to be introduced. And you've got yourself a new champion, Mariana Mazonis. And if I said that wrong, correct me. But how was it for the first year to have the girls playing in the event?
It was different, but it was wonderful to watch them. And they can really, really strike the ball well, and they hit a lot of fairways. While they hit a lot of fairways, they put the ball out there. I would say, you know, somewhere between 225 and 250, and a lot of times right in the middle of the fairway.
Do we lose him?
Jeff, are you there?
Hello.
Okay, right. We got you. Go ahead.
I got a quick question. The boys' division went to a playoff. Tell us a little. It sounded like it was a really exciting finish there in the playoff for the boys' division.
Oh, it was. Well, we were thankful that we actually got to play. We had a 1 hour and 45 minute rain delay yesterday, the championship match was on the sixth hole when we had to call play, and we just kept watching the radar, and we were thankful to get going again, and it was Sean Colella from Syracuse against Rafael Estrada, who is a 15-year-old from Mexico, and both really excellent players. After the delay, Rafael jumped on him a little bit, and I think it was through 11, he was actually three up, and looked like we might have a shorter match, but then Sean was able to win 12, 14, and 15 to square the match. And then on 16, he gave it back. He was down one, and then had a clutch par on 18 to continue the match. And the 19th, we continued to play on the 18th hole because we probably had close to 200 people around the green watching, which was really cool and kind of surprising considering the weather delay that we had. And Sean finally won on the 20th hole when he hit his approach shot to about 2 inches. It looked like it was going to go in. It hit a little bit of a bank. It just kept rolling and rolling and stopped 2 inches short of the hole. And Rafael actually had about an 8-foot putt to try and continue the match, but just slid by on the top side. So, but an excellent match. We didn't finish playing till probably after 7:30 last night.
Well, it's a good thing, obviously, this time of year you have plenty of daylight to get that in. But Sean Colella becomes the 68th International Junior Masters Championship champion. And we mentioned it last week here when we were on our show out at East Aurora. Some names that are kind of up and coming on the PGA Tour right now, like Abraham Anser, Sebastian Munoz, Corey Connors, Mackenzie Hughes. I mean, these guys have recently played in the International Junior Masters. So some of the names that maybe we saw this weekend playing, who knows, we'll get a chance maybe to see them someday on the Pro Tour. But, Jeff, before we let you go here, I know this year, again, dealing with some of the COVID restrictions that happened, I know, though I guess on air I will say congratulations to you and Paul O'Brien and the rest of the tournament directors and David Jones and Drew Thompson, everybody out there. I know that you guys are very proud of that event, and it's a great local thing that happens every year on the calendar here in Western New York. So here's your chance to go ahead and boast. You guys do such a great job with that event, so congratulations again.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. We really had a great week. We felt like we almost went from summer to fall on Tuesday. We had a heat index close to 100, and it felt like yesterday after the rain, you know, we had a wind chill almost. But we had an excellent week. We dodged the rain except for yesterday, and we had produced two, I think, very worthy champions. And we look forward to next when we can welcome many more of our Canadians and our Colombian friends and our Australian friends and expand on the other international and national relationships we made this year.
Jeff, thanks again for coming on. I know that today was hopefully a good rest day for you. Congrats again on a great week, and we'll talk to you soon right here on Tee to Green.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. Jeff Kamian, one of the tournament directors from the International Junior Masters, joining us here. So with the boys division winner, Sean Colella, he said from Syracuse, and the female winner of the inaugural girls division, Mariana Mazanos. So congratulations to them.
And local Anthony DeLaSante led in the qualifying portion. Very fine player. He was my prediction to win. I was a little disappointed that he didn't take it home. But a great event they have there, and it's good to see it come back after the COVID year and do so well.
Absolutely. All right, moving on here. Let's give away some prizes. How about that, Jeff? You're in a giving mood.
I'm always in a giving mood.
Right. So yes. Our fantasy league's got about 145 people in our Tee to Green Fantasy League. Each month we give away prizes, and this month, first place goes to Jim Fazio. Mm. Congratulations to Jim. He wins a stay and play VIP package courtesy of Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. So we thank Batavia Downs for their obviously support of this contest. Jim gets a free night in their new hotel, a free dinner of $100 value at one of the casino restaurants, and then free play money at the casino.
Yeah, he had to beat a lot of people to win that, and it was a tough month for picks, I thought. So good on him. That was very good.
Kevin Gibson finished in second place. We thank the folks over at Glen Oak. They donated the foursome, so Kevin and three of his buddies get a chance to go enjoy Glen Oak Golf Club in Amherst.
Free golf's the best golf.
That's right. Yep. And our third place winner, Arthur DeVries, he wins a prize package courtesy of Jim Beam.
Oh, not a bad gift either.
That's right.
That's why you want to join this. That's why you want to get involved.
That's
There's
right.
still time.
That's right. Yeah. So we will. Everybody that's in the Fantasy League, you made your new pick for July. We started over. Now July is a brand new month, and we'll have three great new prizes coming again your way on our Tee to Green Fantasy League. Speaking of other great things going on, our Tee to Green annual Duster Challenge is now reaching its fifth year.
In a reboot, though. It's been rebooted.
That's right. It'll be at Glen Oak Golf Course this year, Saturday, August 21st. I'll send out the link here during our upcoming commercial break. If you can sign up, we got a handful of people to sign up yesterday. It's a 18-hole putting event, and after we're going to have up to 72 participants in it. We're going to take the top 16, go into match play, kind of like the International Junior Masters does, and then play little 9-hole matches to get it down to our champion. We've got a great putter, the Mark Pacer putter, Memorial putter.
Great. One of the best trophies around.
That's right. And we've got other good prizes to give away. And the whole night, we're going to have a 50-50 raffle. We're going to have other foursomes and other great giveaways that you can get in on this raffle. You're going to have food, drinks. We're going to have music going on. The lights will be on in the putting green at Glen Oak. But it's a good time just to come and hang out. It's only $30, and it's a donation to the PGA Reach Foundation. We heard Steve Beatty earlier from Custom Turf talk about his event benefiting the Reach Foundation. Jeff, can you just quickly, again, for those that maybe don't know what the Reach Foundation is all about, tell us what that money would do.
That money helps. We have three pillars. It's inclusion and diversity, junior golf, and our veterans program. So we run a PGA Hope program. There's a bunch of junior stuff that we do. It's grown. Our foundation has grown over the years and done very well. And all those monies go to help people help us grow the game of golf in those three areas, and that's the goal, and that's we've been doing a very good job of it. I have to say, as our revenues grow each year, we do more and more and more. It's I'm very, very proud of that foundation.
Well, you can sign up. We'd love to have you. It's a fun night of putting. You don't have to be an expert golfer to be there. It's essentially if you have a putter, you can play.
Oh yeah, Steve Beatty will be there. One of the tough competitors, Mr. Barkowski, Steve's father, just walked by us. He's in that event each year.
He's a member here at Pendleton Creek.
Yeah, he's a very, very good putter. We had Charlie Fisher at the Junior Masters who won that event one year. That was a great time.
He won it, 2 years ago, I think. Yeah, 3 years ago, maybe,
before the COVID.
And that's right.
What it is it's just a fun night out to be outside in a little putting contest, and it's a great time.
And as we always say, the commentary of me, you, and Kevin here.
Oh, that's priceless. We should charge twice as much for that.
I agree.
Yes. We do like to pick on people maybe a little bit when they're putting, but that's part of the deal.
That's part of the fun. Yeah. And everybody, you have
a
good time.
We're not teasing you. It doesn't mean we don't like you.
That's right. Let's finish this segment here with our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. I want to ask you about, because this is where I play, a lot of the greens slope from front to back, meaning the back is the higher end of the green, the front's the lower end.
Push-up greens.
Yeah. Yep. So a decent, because you know me, I hit all my shots pin high.
Right.
Right.
Well, distance controls a strength.
Correct.
Yes.
So you get a lot of these side-breaking putts.
Mm-hmm.
And the speed, especially when it breaks away from me, being a right-hander left to right, like, those are tough putts. So can we talk a little bit about that? Like, just what are some keys there when you kind of got like a side slope? Straight uphill, straight downhill, there's obviously some keys to that, but how about a side slope lie? What are some thoughts on that? And I know a lot of it still goes back to the thing that you always talk about all the time, and that's speed, right?
Yeah, speed's going to be more important. And you can pick 25 different lines on a breaking putt and make it based on your speed, obviously. So when you have these big breakers, I'd like to visualize the ball going into the hole at a different angle. So if I'm looking at the hole and noon is at the top there, I imagine it coming in at 3 o'clock or you know, whatever it might be. So it's I try to visualize it dropping in that top edge of the hole. I also am going to pick. People tend to have too little break on breaking putts. So if you think there's a lot of break, play a little bit more. You'd rather be what they call miss on the pro side or the high side because your ball has a chance to go in longer. It keeps your interest longer. Mm-hmm. So speed is going to be more important. Visualization would be very, very important. You know, I don't like to see a lot of practice swings on the golf course, but I do like when someone's over the ball and they've got a difficult putt. They're trying to gauge their speed with their practice strokes. So take a few extra practice strokes, use a little visualization, try to, you know, see the line that the ball is going to travel on and match your stroke to that. And most people just visualize the ball going in or trying to get it close. I'm literally trying to visualize what speed the ball is going to trickle in and where it's going to trickle in. But once again, it all boils down to speed. So trust your line, trust your speed, visualize it going in, and make a confidence stroke.
When I'm playing here, one thing that I sometimes find tough is on those side sloping, you know, breakers. Mm-hmm. When someone will ask me like, "Oh, Brian, what do you think here? Like, should I one cup out, two cup out, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, left edge?" Or what? And your answer said it like, "Well, you could do all those." Like,
yes.
That's the thing is that I don't know how hard you're going to hit it.
Exactly.
I could tell you how to hit it straight right in the middle of the cup too, if you hit it hard. But mm-hmm. like, that's the thing that's really tough. And I'm sure guys have played in scrambles or you go and play at someone else's place and they're like, tell me what to do with the break here. But lot of times that answer is almost impossible to give because you don't know how they're going to hit it.
I get that all the time. Hey, bro, come read this for me. Well, what kind of speed are you going to hit it with?
Right.
You know, and then the other thing I'm trying to do on those big breakers is there's a point on the green I'm trying to roll my ball to. So, like, I'm not necessarily looking at the hole. I'm looking at a ball mark or a change in the color of the grass, and that's my target, not the hole. So I'm picking a different target, and then I'm focusing on speed. And like I said, if you're going to read it, you might hit it with a completely different speed, or you might see something different than I do. And if I tell you something, it may mess up your confidence. So I don't want to give you a bad read when I'm seeing something completely different. But those big breakers, it's about speed, visualization, and picking an intermediate target maybe.
Okay, good advice. You can get great advice from any of your Western New York PGA pros. You want to get started in golf? WNYPGA.com is the a great spot to start. You can also contact Jeff. If Jeff is not near where you live and you want to start to take lessons or meet with a PGA pro for the first time, you can contact Jeff. You can contact Steve Barkowski, the executive director of the Western PGA. They'll get you hooked up with your local PGA professional. It's the best spot in terms of getting started in golf, whether it's for yourself, whether it's for your kid. It's the best spot to do to get yourself going in that direction.
Yeah, don't teach your better half to play golf. Let someone who knows how to do it, do it.
Absolutely. Okay, time out here from Pendleton Creek. Our busy show rolls on. We're going to go live to Detroit. Kevin Sylvester, he's working the Rocket Mortgage Classic for PGA Tour Radio. He'll join us next here on Tee to Green, along with Jeff Metis. I'm Brian Colziel, Corey Griswold producing in our Amherst studios. Thanks for being with us here. We're live at beautiful Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda, and we're back with more Tee to Green right after this on WGR.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
Welcome back here to Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda. We're on the beautiful patio. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Metis. And as you heard, it is time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. The Rocket Mortgage Classic going on in Detroit, Michigan. Joaquin Niemann and Tom Lewis are tied for the lead. 10 under par through two rounds. Both Niemann and Lewis shot 69s yesterday. A three-way tie for second. Troy Merritt, Chris Kirk, and Max Homa are all at -9. Other big names, well, we mentioned some of them already. Bryson DeChambeau missing the cut. Phil Mickelson making the cut on the number. Jason Day, former major champion, I should say, at the PGA. He is 4 under par. Mickelson makes the cut on the number at -3. Bubba Watson does as well. He's at -3. But your leaders, Niemann and Lewis at -10. And working this week very hard for PGA Tour Radio. You can hear him, of course, on Sirius or XM, is our very own Kevin Sylvester from Tee to Green. And he is in Detroit. Good morning, Kevin. How are we doing this morning?
Doing well, Bri. And, you know, I saw some of the photos from the grand opening for Pendleton Creek and the new pub and everything looks awesome. So congrats to the new ownership group and Don Schneider and everybody there.
Yep, I was here late for me. I was Kevin, I was here past 10 p.m. That's late for me, you know that.
Wow, come on now.
I know. Rebellious, I know.
Yeah, he's a wild and crazy guy, that
Colziel. But who is here
right bright and early setting up as
you
right.
You were, yep.
I just want to make sure my dedication's
there. It's a professional.
That's yeah. right. You all right, are, Kevin, speak.
You are the MVP of the team.
Thank you. Point. Thank you, Kevin. All right, well, I was going to ask you about Neiman and Lewis at the top, but is people still talking about Bryson and his caddy for, I mean, it, and then he leaves yesterday, and is that still the biggest story right now?
Well, it certainly is, a big story. Caddies and players split all the time. I mean, it's, they're together quite a bit, but they're together a lot, Bryson and Tim Tucker. I mean, a lot. Bryson's pretty demanding. All the range time that he puts in. They've got it. The timing though of it just strange. I mean, the night before, so obviously there was just something that was like, okay, it's time to go here. They have a big match coming up with Phil, so that's interesting. I will say this: first of all, Ben Showman, the Copa Tour rep, who is getting from biggest smile in the world on his face. Saying hello to me, walking by and everything. Just he was enjoying himself out there caddying. And I thought Bryson played much quicker. Now, didn't make the cut, but just a note. And he's leaner, by the way. Seeing him for the first time in person, he's at least 15 pounds lighter, at least.
Do you think he's playing quicker because the caddy change?
Could be, yeah. I mean, Caddy doesn't know. It's just, you hear the Tim Tucker and Bryson when they talk. I mean, they go over all these angles and stuff, and it was just Bryson doing it himself, essentially. That's a lot to put on somebody just on the bag to start talking about degrees of descent on a putting surface. So, yeah, I think he played quicker because he was doing it mostly alone.
Kevin Sylvester from the Rocket Mortgage Classic. He's working for PGA Tour Radio this weekend, where you can listen to him on the broadcast. All right, Kevin, how about Phil Mickelson? He makes the cut on the number. He was asked this week about trying to make the Ryder Cup, and he says, I got to get more in contention. Making the cut on the number is probably not what he's thinking about. He still probably, though, is the story of the year on the PGA Tour with his win at the PGA Championship. Jeff and I were debating earlier when we did our Ryder Cup report of whether or not I would take him or not if I was making the six captains' choices. Where's his game at, and do you think he's right? Like, does he have to get more in contention in normal events here for Stricker to take his pick seriously?
Yeah, I agree with him. Take away the I'm saying take away the PGA Championship.
It's a big one to take away.
Yeah,
right. It's a big one to take away, but. If I asked you who has a better season going, Joaquin Neiman or Phil Mickelson, when you look at it overall, it's Neiman, okay? He lost in a playoff at Kapalua, more points, made more cuts, all that stuff. But Phil won the PGA Championship. He won a major. I don't think you can ignore that because the Ryder Cup is like a major. So I think that's got to factor in when it comes to the captain's picks.
You think you'd pick him?
Yes,
you're the captain right now. If making the decision today, are you taking Phil?
Yes, I would. I'd take Phil. I think all of his experience, all that he knows about golf, what he brings to the team room and what he can help a partner out there with, and his distance is still certainly there. Guys, he's unbelievable. He's handled all the pressure. Yeah, I'd take him.
Kevin, let's finish here quick for those that are going to watch the weekend coverage or maybe listen to you on PGA Tour Radio here. Just one quick nugget about the course, something unique or something that we should be watching for this weekend.
Well, it is so soft, Brian. I mean, all the rain they got here, and we got delayed in round one for several hours. I don't know where they put all the water in this golf course. I mean, the maintenance team out there with the squeegeeing fairways. I was just walking down 6 and 7 yesterday. Look at a line. I'm like, man, I can't believe how soft this golf course is there. So it is just wet. But I'll tell you what, it is very tight, a very tight driving golf course with these tall mature trees and the Donald Ross design, a good old style a golf club there. And the fans. Boy, the fans are out on full force there, and it's great to see here in Detroit. It's going to be a fun weekend.
Are they playing the ball down, or is it too wet to play the ball down?
They've played it up so far. I don't know if they're playing it down today or not, but they played it up the first 2 days.
Excellent. explain to everybody real quick up and down, just in case somebody doesn't know what that means.
Up means they get to touch their ball and move it in the fairway if they, you know,
if there's like mud on it or something, or plugs.
It's
right.
Lift clean in place. Yeah. And down means you're just not touching your golf ball at all.
Okay, good. Well, Kevin, enjoy the weekend. We'll be listening. Happy July 4th, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, everybody stay safe this weekend, but have fun.
That's right. Thanks, Kev.
All right, see you.
See ya. Kevin Sylvester from the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Again, you can listen to him on PGA Tour Radio.
Does he have a cool job or what? He gets to travel around, follow the tour players, walk inside the ropes, watch them hit, you know, talk to him afterwards. He's got a cool gig.
I thought you meant the part where when he's not working for PGA Tour Radio that he's with us on the show.
Well, that's assumed. That, you know, this is the dream job right here.
Yes. Right, being on Tee to Green.
Yeah.
Well, it's a dreamy day to play golf, for sure. It's nice out. It is going to be a great holiday weekend. And to echo Kevin's comments, happy July 4th to everybody. Be safe. Be smart. Yeah. Don't ruin your golf game by burning your hand or blowing a finger off. So right. Just
and think of your dogs this week.
You have a dog.
I have a dog. Dogs do not like fireworks. So, you know, if your neighbor's dog is going nuts, be a little aware of that, will you?
I agree.
Yeah.
Well said. Yes. Have awareness.
Yes.
As we say with pace of play on the course, have awareness around with the groups around you. Please do so the same with whatever your July 4th activities are.
Yeah, my dog's usually pretty mellow. He does not like July 4th fireworks. Let's just put it that way.
Hey, if you want to sign up for our Duster Putting Challenge, I just tweeted out the link at Brian WGR. You can check it out there. And a big thanks to everybody here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club for having us here again on their beautiful patio. If you want to hold an event here golf-wise, maybe you have a charity function that you do or you raise money for your program, you can contact PGA Pro Don Schneider here. The email address, it's very easy, don@pendletoncreek.com. You can also contact Don, too. He'll set you up with the event staff here. If maybe you want to have an event here out on the beautiful patio or in the great pub inside, you can contact Don as well, don@pendletoncreek.com. Okay, Jeff, happy July 4th.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the weekend. Nice long weekend.
Yes, for all those that'll have Monday off.
Yeah, play a little extra golf, right?
Chance to play some extra golf, for sure. Thank you for listening. Corey Griswold back in our Amherst studios, our great producer. Thank you, Corey. And for all of our guests, Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Kamian from the International Junior Masters, Steve Beatty from Custom Turf, everybody here at Pendleton Creek, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis. My name is Brian Colziel. I thank you for listening. Tee to Green. Hope you can be with us every Saturday right here at 7 a.m. on WGR Sports Radio 550. Enjoy your holiday weekend, everyone.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more.
With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.